I just wanted to take this moment to say that something that we have to keep in mind as we manifest, okay, as we continue to manifest greater, bigger, awesomer experiences for ourselves, to envelop ourselves in, we have to do this work of making sure that our baseline for happiness, like, we got to keep that kind of low. And that sounds weird, right? Because you think you'd want to raise your baseline, but no, because this is the thing that happens. It's very sneaky. People who get really good at manifesting, you start to create these incredible experiences, but then it's so sneaky. Your baseline starts to rise, your baseline for happiness with that thing, with those experiences at the same time. So then now that you have all these incredible experiences in your life, you're noticing that appreciation muscle, it's not that easy actually to flex, because you think, oh wow, like I've been able to create this reality, like what an experience, like I should be so happy. But sneaky, sneaky baseline has been rising with you. And so there's this thing that happens in your mind. You can call it your ego, the part of your brain that gets attached to things. Now it like needs those things, or so it proposes, in order to be happy. So now those things don't like increase your happiness. They're like the prerequisites for your happiness. And so the manifesting baddies have to be very careful that as they open themselves up to experience so much more richness externally in their life, that their bar for internal richness, their appreciation levels, stay low. As in, you still appreciate the scent of a good coffee, right? The beautiful, just like bouquet of flowers. You light the candle and you're like blissed out by that experience. Like, we have to keep the appreciation bar low so that when you welcome these experiences into your life, you're like, wow, now this is crazy, right? Because eventually you're gonna get to a point where like that stuff's normalized for you, right? Like, that's like the kind of thing that you do with manifesting. You calibrate constantly to your next edge, to your next level. So you get to a point where you manifest those things and you're like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, I'm the type of person who would receive this, right? But be very careful that when you get to that point, you don't just like assume it like you deserved it or something, although you are worthy of all things, but you experience it like it is a gift, not like something that you're just, you know, like on, you know? Now, this is why rock bottom people are so deeply impassioned by whatever it is that they do, because they get to the point where they actually have nothing and they have to find things to appreciate. They're like, wow, like this totally sucks, but you know what? At least XYZ. And then they use that as their springboard to continue creating abundance in their life. But if they can stay like at that lower baseline of like, wow, those XYZ things that were bringing me appreciation and joy when I had nothing, wow, like that's still my bar. That's still my bar for feeling like abundant in life. And now everything like above and on top of that is just like, wow, 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 right? And then of course your appreciation meter is just like cracked out. And that's awesome, right? Because you don't want to get to the place where you're like manifesting left, right, and center, and all of a sudden you're just kind of like, why am I not happy? And that wouldn't be your fault. It would just be because you weren't keenly aware of the fact that your baseline meter was slowly kind of like rising with you to the point where now, like I said before, your body and brain expects those things. Actually, it now needs those things to be happy. So you want to remember to appreciate those things that you've manifested, not expect them. Shortcast Club.